Increased employment opportunities, greater levels of productivity, flexible employee and employer work arrangements are some of the benefits to be derived from the introduction of the Bill on Flexi-Work Arrangements. The implementation of flexible working arrangement is an important element in the government's plans for continued economic growth.
It is necessary because one would have noticed that the world has changed over time. We have become very globalized, and in that globalization, there have been radical approaches to production. And if we do not keep a pace of what the global world is doing, we're certainly going to be left behind. So we have to reform our labor market to keep in touch with the global realities. And one of those reforms is flexi-work arrangement.
Chief Technical Director in the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, Errol Miller. Flexi-work will mean more options in arranging the work week to the benefit of both employers and workers.
One form is flexi-time, where one could arrange the traditional 40-hour work week in a way that best suits both the worker and the organization. There is part-time work with benefits, where an arrangement could be made for a worker to work part-time. And in that regard, the person would not lose things such as his group life, his vacation leave, which could be prorated, and his sick leave. There's telecommuting, which allows persons to work outside of the formal organizational structure or environment. So, for example, I could be working at home with my computer and producing the work for the organization still. We have the compressed work week, where the traditional 40-hour work week could be arranged in such a manner that rather than working for the now 5 days per week, your work week could be spread over a shorter period. So I could be working 4 days or 3.5 days to complete my work week and have more time for rest, relaxation, and so on.
President of the Jamaica Civil Service Association, O'Neill Grant, says the introduction of flexi work is necessary for labor reform.
Employers want persons with skill, and persons with skills want to have the opportunity to trade those skills between multiple employers while maintaining employment. The flexible work arrangements allow persons the opportunity to trade their skills amongst multiple employers and allow employers to have at their disposal persons with certain skills that are, in other instances, fully engaged and can't trade those skills with them even on a part-time basis.
Mr. Grant says the implementation of flexi-work arrangements will facilitate more positive contributions from workers.
We feel that it is properly managed. These persons can in fact contribute positively to the organizations that they will be employed to, and employers can in fact generate significant benefits from having employees that have skills that they need and they can pay for but won't be able to utilize fully, that they can take them on part-time to actually cause their businesses to grow. So we think it's a win-win situation for all involved.
The Employment Flexible Work Arrangements Miscellaneous Provisions Bill 2014 was passed in the House of Representatives in September, a first step in the introduction of flexible working time. The bill is before the Senate for consideration and, once passed, will pave the way for the wholesale implementation of flexi-work by removing legal impediments in several existing legislation. In this regard, amendments are being made to the Shops and Offices Act and regulations, which impose restrictions on the opening and closing hours of stores. The Towns and Communities Act and the various minimum wage orders are also to be amended. Changes will also be made to the Holidays with Pay Act and the Women Employment Act.
By amending these legislation, we are removing the restriction so that business can open and close with greater flexibility. It will also remove the limit that we now have on persons' workday.
Minister of Labour and Social Security Derek Kellyer says amendments to the various bills will provide greater protection to workers upon implementation of flexi-work.
The effect of this proposed amendment to the bill is that employers who subject employees occupational detriment as a result of the workers' exercise of the right to worship may be subject to the jurisdiction of the Industrial Disputes Tribunal. This further amendment will strengthen the protection offered to persons who seek to exercise the right to worship within the parameters of the existing legislative framework.
Jamaicans are being encouraged to support the implementation of flexi-work. Balance work, balance life with flexi time.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.